Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. 6 o'clock in the Delaware Valley. It's the morning show. John Mark's in for Angelo this morning. Rest of the crew here. Al Morgani.
I'm here. Present.
Hi, Al.
That's it for
Johnny
me.
Marks.
I'm done.
What is up? My headphone thing is shorting out here. What the hell's going
well,
on?
Well, you know, it's probably because your hat's on backwards. It's confused. It's very confused.
Well, Al, I wear it specifically on these mornings for you.
Well, I don't mind hats on backwards if it's not the little strap thing there, because you're going to get
it's called
a
snapback.
Yeah,
yes.
You're going to get that tan, that just that little part of your head.
When I went to Florida on a senior class trip way back, I had a hat on like this backwards, and I went to whatever water park, and I actually had sun poisoning.
Yes,
the snapback part that
you
shows
can't
your skin.
Do that.
Well, luckily I'm not in the sun today,
no,
Al. At least not yet. I'm in studio here. But good morning. It's Wheel Wednesday. Can't wait to unleash what we're going to be talking about today. The Phillies lose last night. Why is it that? Yeah, I didn't watch any of the three games in Los Angeles.
Yeah, late.
They're late.
No.
I'll watch the end of it when I get up because the baby's crying or something. I'll be like, oh, they're still playing. I didn't watch any of those games. And then the one game I get to watch on Sunday, Bryce Harper doesn't play, and they blow the ninth inning and lose. Day off, and then, they have one hit last night in the first six innings? I mean, geez.
Yeah, five
man.
Overall. What I really enjoyed was James Norwood coming out in a one-run game. That was fun.
Isn't he the guy you bring in? Isn't he the tomato can you bring in when you're down seven runs?
Fresh bullpen, and that's what I got. I mean, I realized they weren't hitting, but still.
Yeah, well, listen, Joe Girardi, did Joe Girardi have any answers after last night's game, Joe Wechter? Did he have it? No? Yes? No? I'm sorry, I'm supposed to give you the number. Joe Girardi, number one, where he's talking about where he has pretty much no answers, Joe Girardi.
You got to understand that the reason you shift in there is, even with two strikes and the ball, he's still pulling the ball. He just did not in that one. You know, the numbers will tell you he's going to pull it probably 75-80% of the time. He just didn't on that one.
Yeah, so they hit
balls. Myers?
They're hitting balls that aren't going into the shift. They put the switch on.
That was a good piece of hitting.
Shift on,
yeah.
And it was a good piece of hitting.
Yeah, but Girardi never has any. And I'm the one of the least guys that says you need like super energy, like Gabe.
He has no energy.
But I mean, there's none. You come out basically what Girardi has provided us was every single answer to everything is that's baseball. Everything. No matter what happens, he has a low key, low energy. What do you expect? That's baseball.
And you know what, Al? It's like it you can use that explanation for anything in the first
yes.
100 games.
For the first 100 years.
Right. Like and I think it's fair to say, like, Larry Boa, after a while, over the course of 162, can wear on guys because
yes.
he hated losing so much. And then Charlie Manuel came in, and he was probably a pretty good balance to Larry Boa. But Joe Girardi seems like that. I mean, I would like at least a little bit of life after some
yeah.
of these games.
Yes, a little response and like, yo, we got to be better. You got to hit the ball. Not like, oh, well, what do you expect? What I expect? I spent all this money. I expect some hits.
So listen to this detail from Girardi after the game.
I just think it's a night that I don't think we had a whole lot to hit. And we didn't necessarily swing the bats great. We didn't walk tonight. but I just think it was one of those nights. I mean, Clevinger looked like he was throwing the ball pretty well. And Gore came in, threw the ball pretty well. It was just one of those nights.
Yeah.
Clevenger's a guy who had, what, Tommy John surgery last year, right?
This is his third start coming back from
I got to say, I couldn't
He did look good last night.
John, I couldn't hit against him. He reminded me of a little kid that putting his hand up to go to the bathroom. Wouldn't stop. How do you... Yeah, that windup is the craziest thing. His feet never stopped. It was nuts.
Yeah, he's interesting for sure. But not a very entertaining game for the Phillies last night. Bad defense, Rhea. You texted me after there was the mishap in left field.
Oh,
where...
my God. And, you know, and to blame it on the youngsters, Roman Quinn, which, I mean, how long has Roman been around? And Stott. Quinn's running in from center field. Stott's got his head turned around. Schwarber's staring right at it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to make the call.
Yeah, this is not and now this kind of brings us to our Phillies leave for the day. But having a DH in left field that now needs to play every day in left field because Bryce Harper seems like he's going to be the everyday DH now.
Yeah.
Yesterday he spoke to the media. If you remember, probably like a month ago, he tried to throw and that obviously didn't go well. So he's like, "Yeah, we're probably not going to throw for a while." Where he had a PRP injection in his elbow on Sunday. So he didn't play Sunday. They were off Monday. Didn't play yesterday. May not play today either. But this is clearly an injury that they're trying to just manage to get
him
through
the
season.
Yeah. He's going to have surgery on that. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
There's a quote-unquote slight tear, which is still a tear in his elbow. So at some point, they're going to have to figure that out. But right now, they're just trying to get him through. Because it doesn't seem like it's getting any better. It seems like it's getting worse. Otherwise, what are you having this procedure done for?
Well, it just needs rest. That's why the DH is a godsend for him. But to me, he is now the DH through the 4th of July, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Well, let's do Sam Fold, who's the assistant GM for the Philadelphia Phillies. He was talking about kind of the timetable and everything with Bryce Harper.
I know it bothers him not be able to impact us defensively, but he's made that transition really well, and we'll see how it goes. But he's really settled into that DH role really nicely, and we're looking forward to hopefully in a couple months him getting back out on the grass.
A couple months.
No, it's got to be July or August. He's the DH. It's important that he now has a mindset of a DH. Because that's what it is.
And he's got to settle into that routine he's not going to be going out there.
And then hopefully if he rests it, you'll avoid putting that Hoskins surgery in there.
So we can play pretend that everything's going to be fine with rest and rehab. This dude's going to be DH'ing for the rest of the season, likely. And he's going to be going in for surgery. Now, the good thing is with an everyday player, you can have the Tommy John. He's not going to miss next year. He probably has to start the season DHing.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do Tommy John. I doubt it.
Why?
He's not a pitcher.
I know, but
they'll probably they'll do the Hoskins surgery. That whatever Hoskins had, that I don't even know what it is.
A lesser of a surgery.
Yeah, because that
would it surprise you if he had Tommy John?
Yeah, it would. I originally thought, you know what, then I started looking and go, it's just pitchers, really, they do that.
All right. Well, you do have...
I got my degree at Wawa.
Well, and NovaCare are clearly the experts here, and they can talk about rest and rehab. But I guess how it matters now is that the whole team, and we talked about this in spring training, was they're not going to be defensive stalwarts, and a lot of the guys that they sign... Like a Schwarber,
asking for stalwarts at this point.
Yeah, how about just adequate defense? And they've been pretty good so far. But Castellanos, Schwarber, these guys wanted to play the field. But you also realized Rhys Hoskins in that same manner. You also realize that these guys, they're not above average or even average defenders. And part of the good thing about the DH is you can kind of rotate these guys in and out.
Yep.
And now they can't.
No. Well, they have a funny lineup which is loaded with DHs. When the outfielders head for the outfield with their bats instead of a glove, you got issues.
But here's one thing we don't have to worry about, because before I would hear a lot of, well, the DH gives you a chance to get JT Realmuto off of the field as a catcher but still keep his bat in the lineup. Does anybody want to do that at this point with JT? He has two home runs and seven RBIs, averaged down to 237 this year, Rhea.
It's not, we were complaining that on Sunday when Harper was out, why would you sit JT, and what's his name?
Stubbs got a hit.
Stubbs actually got a hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So
he's got to get going.
He does. 4 for his last 22, hitless in his last 13 at-bats. Is this just what a catcher looks like in his early 30s?
I hope not. Not with that contract.
Right. I mean, that was kind of the conversation. And everybody used to like to say, well, he can come off a catcher and play first base maybe. He doesn't have a bat to be a corner or first baseman or somebody like that. So, man, I don't know.
It's strange.
It's baseball, Al.
Oh, no. I don't need to hear that.
It's a long
season. No, honestly, I don't need to hear that. It's like it's a – you know, you could have hit a couple of hits last night on a lineup that you're paid – to hit your way out of trouble. I mean, yeah, that's just what it has to be.
And they got a good start from Eflin, who hadn't pitched since May 1st.
They had a really great start from him.
He was good, but when you bring in the bullpen, you go to a guy that has an ERA.
You cannot go to Norwood. You cannot.
It's a much different game.
I don't understand the obsession with him.
I'd be surprised if he's still on the roster this time next week. But they actually had a shot in the seventh inning. They had 2-1, one out. Odubel popped out, and then JT with two outs, grounds out. So, and that was pretty much the ball game after that. We'll talk to Kevin Stocker coming up here, 8 o'clock, about the Phillies and everything else. It is a Wheel Wednesday, and here's what we're going to do today. We're going to do food fouls or food
fouls.
Faux pas. Huh? And here's why. Mike Florio, who's joining us later this hour at 6:40, Pro Football Talk, PFT Live, he, for whatever reason, he never really does this kind of stuff, because I know Mike. He tweets out a picture of a steak over the weekend.
He does like to talk about food he's going to eat, and he's got his scotch or his whiskey or whatever, but this was the first time I think he'd done this.
Yeah, Al, do you like to tweet out your chicken Caesar salad that you made for dinner?
No, I don't.
Al doesn't make food.
I don't know.
Your Wawa hoagie.
Or Wawa for dinner, for breakfast, for lunch.
Rhea, are you tweeting out a grilled chicken wrap or anything like that?
I made the mistake when I used to be on Twitter years ago. I tweeted out a picture of corn I was eating in Jersey, and I called it Jersey corn, and I got destroyed because it wasn't Jersey corn season yet. And I said, well, I'm in Jersey and I bought it here,
and you're eating it,
and I'm eating it, so it's Jersey corn. And I said, yeah, I'm done with.
So it's Jersey corn season, like post July 4th, is that when it gets really good out?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's got the sugar and butter corn.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
All right, so Florio tweets out this picture of a steak. But it almost looks like a piece of tuna because it's burnt on the outside of it, and it's really, really rare on the inside. And it looked like, because people started tweeting out the strawberry shortcake, the
popsicle.
Ice cream bar,
yeah,
where you have that really, really red inside to it, and it has like the kind of flaky outside. That's what the steak looked like, a strawberry shortcake bar.
It looked gross.
It did. So we'll
send it out.
Yeah, we're going to tweet it out.
Yeah, we will. And so we
see if anybody actually likes that.
I like my tuna.
My dad
like that.
Used to put on hamburgers. This was the strangest thing. He'd put an ice cube in the middle before he barbecued.
Some people do that.
It's really weird because he liked the red inside, I guess. It's like, I'm looking at it like, this is stupid, but never said nothing. But I always thought it was stupid.
Yeah. How do you like your steak, Al?
I'm well done.
Well done.
You're ruining a steak.
So my wife and her entire family are the well done family.
Oh,
so
good.
If you go to a fine steakhouse and you're like, yeah, you know, you have 4 or 5 people that are ordering well-done steaks, and then there's me that's fine with medium or medium rare or medium well. I would like it truly medium, but sometimes that's tough to get. But you're waiting around for 40 minutes because you have 5 well-done steaks, and then inevitably
one of them is overcooked.
No, one of them's coming out red.
Yeah.
Always.
And so they switch.
Well, no, then you're waiting because they take it back, and then they're squirting it with water on the grill, and they cut it in half to try to cook it. So it's problematic. All right, so in honor of Mike Florio, food and drink, Ava said to put drinks in there because there's a lot of faux pas that are out there. So when you dial in to 215-592-9494, it's John Marks and the Morning Show, 215-592-9494, give us a food and drink faux pas. And I'm gonna attack one of the first ones before, and we can comment on this as well. Anything but mustard on a hot dog is mentioned a lot as far as being a faux pas. I don't trust anybody that puts just mustard on a hot dog.
That would be me.
You and a lot of other people.
I haven't had a hot dog in about 10 years, but it's mustard. That's
mustard,
it.
Ketchup, relish, ketchup.
I like ketchup, relish, and mustard.
Yeah, I like all of it on there.
See, I don't trust people put ketchup on it.
Right, exactly. I can tell. Like, we definitely, we look at each other, we're like,
side eye.
Looking at you sideways here. Just mustard on a hot dog is disgusting. Why wouldn't you want delicious sweet ketchup to balance the mustard on the hot dog? Yeah. And sweet relish. I like sweet relish and hot dog relish on hot dogs, Al.
Yeah, well, I mean, and people get upset about food. They're not shy about telling you that you're an idiot.
I had someone who came. I had like six different kinds of mustard. I'm a big mustard aficionado.
Me too. Me too.
And I have a friend of mine who was in my Shore House one time, and he goes, "You got a high. I can't even look at mustard.
Yeah,
can't even look at mustard.
You get sick.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, so whenever
mustard
he would
phobia?
Come over, I would stick it right on the front shelf.
Yeah.
I do, because with my Easter ham, I love mustard, and I like a horseradish mustard with a little bit of heat. I like a sweet and spicy mustard. I like mustard, but not just mustard, Al.
No, well, they will come out. People, when my first day in Philadelphia, literally first day in Philadelphia, I'm living downtown. I go to a place called Rindelob's. It was this breakfast place on right by Rittenhouse Square, right near where that Sophie's Dress thing was.
And awesome.
I walk in, my very first day, I go get breakfast. I get scrambled eggs and put ketchup on it. I think this pretty girl comes up to me. I think this is a nice entry to Philadelphia. She goes, "I hate people that put ketchup on eggs." I'm like, what the hell?
Generally, I will put it with cheese eggs. I'll go ketchup. Without cheese in the scrambled eggs, I'll just put salt and pepper. But I could do ketchup. But that's
ketchup
how
is fine on eggs.
Yeah, yeah. A bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. I'll put a little ketchup on there. It's delicious.
It's good for you.
All right. Phone calls coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's Wheel Wednesday. Great cash and prizes. Food and drink faux pas. Mike Florio, 640. We start with Phil's and whatever else coming up next. Don't.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.